Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about the SEC's decision that is coming up on Bitcoin ETFs, and we'll talk about Bitmain rumors and their IPO. So let's jump right into this first news story. We're talking about the SEC, the US SEC, to decide on ProShares Bitcoin ETFs on Thursday. As you know, originally it was dated, I think, on 10th of August, originally the US SEC decision to whether approve or disapprove and kind of reject the idea or the product of ProShares to allow Bitcoin ETFs. Now, the new date has been set to 23rd of August, which is in 2 days. So we will kind of report back on what exactly is happening. For those of you who are not aware what exactly is happening. So the SEC is in the end the instance that kind of decides whether a new financial product such as a Bitcoin ETF will be approved or rejected. ProShares, which is a UK-based division of ProFunds Group, is a company, or once is a kind of part company of this ProFunds Group that wants to launch a Bitcoin ETF. Their goal is to kind of be the first in order to allow products to be, such as these Bitcoin ETFs, to be traded, and in the end, it would be traded on the CBOE and the CME. So that's kind of the important part. Now, ProFunds Group, the company behind the company that wants to do these ETFs, actually has assets under management of more than $30 billion. So it's no small fish. ProShares has been at the forefront of the ETF revolution since 2006, offering now one of the largest lineups of ETFs. Now, why is that important for a company such as ProFunds Group? If you're the first, a lot of interest and a lot of people are waiting on the sidelines and kind of observing how and into what direction this will go. Now, I do believe that ProFunds Group or ProShares is very, very interested in making this work somehow. If they do get rejected on Thursday, yes, it will mean negative news and negative kind of impacts on the price, but that doesn't really mean that it will be never accepted. The Winklevoss twins actually tried it as well with their kind of ETF. I think they got postponed until September. So September 2018 will also be at 30th September 2018. Then the appeal of the Winklevoss twins to launch their Bitcoin ETF will be discussed as well. For you as an investor, what does it mean? If you're invested long term, it doesn't mean a lot of things. If you're invested short term, which I don't recommend at all, this could mean a lot of price swings. A lot of people are patiently waiting on this SEC decision, and it will kind of pave the way for more Bitcoin ETF products. So it's very possible that other companies will follow suit here, and we will see more ETF products in the future. Now, next up, we have interesting news from Bitmain. As you know, guys, I'm a huge fan of Bitmain, the company, as a company. But there are rumors. We've talked about them wanting to do an IPO. So going to the stock exchange and offering this going public, offering this company to the public. At the same time, the rumors have come out that internet giants such as Chinese company Tencent, as well as SoftBank, which is a conglomerate from Japan, have invested into Bitmain before the IPO. Now, today news came out that actually both of these companies have not invested into Bitmain, and it goes even further. So there's this whole rumor going on saying that Bitmain is actually doesn't have a lot of money, or like the numbers for Bitmain, especially Q2 and Q3, are not looking that good, because as you know, the Bitcoin market or the crypto market in general has gone down, meaning that Bitmain will sell less miners. Now, one tweet by the chief strategy officer from Blockstream is saying, "Why is Bitmain raising capital so fast and only showing Q1 results to pre-IPO investors? We're well into Q3 now. The reason is Q2 was a disaster. Bitmain is sitting on a massive $1.24 billion in inventory and S9 prices dropped by 85%. As you know, the miners, the S9 miners especially, they are coupled with the Bitcoin price. So when the Bitcoin price goes up, they will adjust the pricing as well. When the prices go down, they obviously will lose in price as well. Now, Q2 losses range in the $600 to $700 million, and that of course is not a good kind of pretense when you're either going for an IPO or investing new or looking for new capital. So this is quite an interesting story. We will probably do a more deeper update on this Bitmain story in the future, but for now it looks like Q3, Q4 is probably going to be an IPO. I could also see Bitmain moving their IPO to next year simply because the numbers are not looking okay. I mean, that's fine. However, the markets do react quite strongly to these kind of information. So it's very possible that Bitmain will say, cancel the IPO for now, or at least postpone it until the timing is better. Nonetheless, I still believe Bitmain is a very interesting company and you should keep an eye on that. And as an investor, you should kind of think about whether you want to participate in the IPO, whether you want to kind of buy their shares, whether you're not believing in them at all, or whether you want to hedge your bets by buying Bitcoin Cash, because as you know, they control a lot of things that are related to Bitcoin Cash. With that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.